Hi everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Polly.
I have a question for you, Polly. What makes you happy?
Well, that's an interesting question. Well, I think listening to great music, having a nice cup of coffee, or cool weather make me happy.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, the sun always makes me happy. I hate cold and rainy days. Even though the summers are very hot in Taiwan, I wish that they could last forever. Now, the reason I asked that question is because in today's lesson, we're going to talk about the happiest country in the world.
Oh, 原来我们今天的知识库单元呢，我们要来看看全世界哪一个国家最快乐。And we'll also find out why it is such a happy place to live.
I think it will also be a hot and sunny country. Let's see if I'm right.
Okay, 我们赶快看一下今天的课程。
Encyclopedia. Countries, the happiest place on earth. Which country is the happiest in the world? A. Singapore. B. Denmark. C.Costa Rica. The answer is C, Costa Rica. According to the Happy Planet Index, Costa Rica was the happiest country in the world in 2012. There are several reasons why it's number one. First, it's a peaceful country. Unlike many other countries,Costa Rica doesn't have a military. Second, the land is very diverse. There are famous beaches, rainforests, and mountains. Finally, Costa Rica is home to more than 500,000 species. Although it's a small country, people there have the chance to experience so many interesting things.
Vietnam. Vietnam. Colombia. Colombia. Belize. Belize. El Salvador. El Salvador. Jamaica. Jamaica.
So, we've talked about the things that make us happy.
Right.
That leads us to today's question. Which country is the happiest in the world?
没错，今天的问题呢，刚刚已经告诉大家了，就是世界上哪一个国家是 the happiest, 是最快乐的呢？
Before we look at the choices, let's talk about that word, happiest. The happiest means the most happy.There's nothing that can be happier. That's why we say the, because it's the only one.
没错 the happiest. 我们看到 the 后面再接形容词 est, 就是形容词最高级的用法。通常呢，只有两个人要比较的话，我们会用比较级。但是如果有三个以上的人事物，我们要讲其中一个人最怎么样的话，就会用最高级。那么刚刚 Pat 老师也有讲到，因为最怎么样的人只会有一个，所以前面会加 the 来强调他的独特跟唯一性。例如呢，班上年纪最小的学生就是 the youngest student in class。
Yeah.
另外呢，要再注意不同的形容词拼法也会不一样。这里的 happy 因为是 y 结尾，所以要记得去 y 变成 i 再加 est， 所以 happiest 的拼法是 h a p p i e s t。那么大家可以去参考这个月份杂志上面的文法听看听，有形容词最高级更完整的介绍哦。Okay, let's continue.
So let's take a look at the three answers to the question.Which country is the happiest in the world? Is it A, Singapore, B, Denmark, or C, Costa Rica.
OK, 我们的选项有三个，新加坡、丹麦还是哥斯达黎加呢？
Denmark is cold, so I don't think B is the answer. Maybe it's A, Singapore.
Yeah, I think it's either Singapore or Denmark, because they're both wealthy, developed countries. 因为他们都是经济状况比较好的已开发国家。Well, are we correct?
Well, in fact, the answer is C, Costa Rica. That's a surprise.
Right.
Let's find out more.
对，我们都猜错了。答案是 C, 这个中南美洲的国家哥斯达黎加。哦，它位在中美洲。OK, 那我们赶快来看一下为什么是这个国家呢？
Well, according to the Happy Planet Index, Costa Rica was the happiest country in the world in 2012. When we say according to...We mean that's where we are getting this information from.
对，开头的这两个字就非常重要。According to 就是根据的意思。注意这里的 to 当作介系词使用，所以后面直接加上名词。
Yep. So we could say, according to the news, the weather will be sunny tomorrow. Or, according to my English teacher,English is the most important subject.
对，像是根据新闻报道呢，我们就可以直接说 according to the news,、mm-hmm. according to the news, 或是根据某个人的说法，我们就直接说 according to somebody, according to somebody.、
Mm. So according to the Happy Place Index, Costa Rica is a happy place to live. An index is a list, usually in a particular order.First, second, third.
Right, okay, index, I-N-D-E-X, 这个字就是指数、指标或是清单的意思。所以呢，这个资料它就是把全世界的国家由最快乐到最不快乐做一个排列。
So let's find out why Costa Rica is a happy country. There are several reasons why it's number one. Several means more than one, but we don't know what the number is.So I have several red t-shirts, means I have more than one, but probably less than 10.
Okay, several 这个字就是几个数个的意思。而且通常我们用这个字的时候其实不太清楚它确切的数目，只是知道有几个。而且呢它也不会是很大量的，可能只有在十个以内。Okay, 所以它是第一名有几个原因。There are several reasons.、Mm. So what are these reasons?
Well, first, it's a peaceful country. Peaceful means it's very quiet. There's no noise or fighting or anything crazy going on.
对 ,peaceful 呢它其实就是从它的名词形式 peace,、mm-hmm. P-E-A-C-E 来的。Peace 本身就是和平，所以呢后面加了 F-U-L 这个表示充满的字尾，合起来 peaceful 就是形容词和平的、平和的意思咯。
So for example, I love going to the park early in the morning.It's so peaceful there.
Okay, Pat 老师呢喜欢在早上到公园，因为早晨的公园都非常的安静平和。
Because unlike many countries, Costa Rica doesn't have a military.
好，我们先来看一下 unlike 这个字很特别。Like 呢当动词，除了喜欢，还有像的意思。所以在这边呢，它前面加上 un 这个表示否定的字首、unlike 就是不像。所以呢在这里它当介系词，所以后面也是直接接名词。Can you give us an example sentence?
Sure. Unlike Taiwan, England gets snow in the winter. So England gets snow, but Taiwan doesn't.
对 ,unlike Taiwan 就是不像台湾，英国呢在冬天是会下雪的，台湾不会。所以呢文章里面他说这个地方它不像其他国家，哥斯达黎加是没有 military 的。What does military mean?
A military means an army or soldiers who will fight in a war. So Costa Rica doesn't have a military. It doesn't have an army.
Okay, military 呢就是军队的意思。那么另外还有一个同义词也可以一起学起来，叫做 army, A-R-M-Y, army.
In Taiwan, some boys go to the military after they finish school, although maybe not for long.
对没错，台湾男生能去当兵的话，我们就是用这个英文字来说 go to the military, go to the military. 所以呢没有军队是他们哥斯达黎加快乐的第一个原因。What's next?
Okay, well second, the land is very diverse.
Okay, diverse 这个字它是一个形容词，它比较难，它其实就是各式各样，充满变化的意思。所以这句话就是说，他们的土地，他们的地理环境是非常丰富有变化的。那么有哪些不同的地形呢？
So we could say, for diverse, there are famous beaches, rainforests, and mountains.
Okay, beach 这个字，它记得它是长音，不是短音，是 beach, 就是沙滩。那么另外哥斯达黎加还有rainforest 雨林跟 mountain 山脉。
So no military, lots of great scenery. What else? Finally, Costa Rica is home to more than 500,000 species. If a place is home to something, then that thing lives there. You could say Taiwan is home to Taipei 101.
对，所以台湾呢就是台北101的所在地。好，那么另外我们在这边还看到另外一个字 species, S-P-E-C-I-E-S, species, 它就是物种的意思。注意它是一个单复数同形的名词，所以结尾一定有 S。那么另外呢，世界上例如呢，世界上有许多不同种类的昆虫，我就可以说 There are many species of insects in the world. There are many species of insects in the world. 所以呢，哥斯达黎加上面住着超过500,000种的生物。
Now, although it's a small country, people there in Costa Rica have a chance to experience so many interesting things.
没错，虽然它是一个很小的国家，但是因为呢这些地理环境跟生物的多样性，所以呢当地的居民有机会体验很多有趣的事物哦。
If you experience something, then you hear, feel, or see that thing. For example,I experienced sadness when I said goodbye to my family in England.
Oh, okay. 所以呢 experience 它当动词呢就是体验的意思，后面可以直接加名词。像刚刚 Pat 老师说呢，他跟英国的家人别离的时候感到一股忧伤，所以就是 experience sadness. 如果要说感到愤怒，我们也可以说 experience anger.OK, 那 experience 它也可以直接当名词，表示一个人的经验或经历。For example, he has over 10 years experience of teaching English. So, Costa Rica is the happiest country in the world. I wonder which country is the second happiest.
Well, the second happiest country is Vietnam. Vietnam is in Asia. It's well known for its food.
Right. Okay, 原来第二名呢是越南，所以越南应该就是亚洲最快乐的国家了。It's the happiest country in Asia.
And number three is Colombia in South America. They grow some of the best coffee in the world.
Oh, 第三名呢是位在南美洲的国家哥伦比亚，它是在巴西的西北方。
That's the end of today's article. So now, let's go to the wrap-up. Okay, so that's the end of the article. We learned today that Costa Rica was the happiest country in the world in 2012.
Right.
Because it is peaceful, it has a very diverse land, and it is home to lots of species of animal.
Right, but lots of countries have those things. How did they decide Costa Rica was the happiest?
Well, they looked at how long the people lived, and they asked people how happy they were.
Oh, okay, 所以其实这个 Happy Planet Index, 它是根据当地居民对生活的满意度呢来评估的。而且除了这个之外，他们还会看这个国家的预期平均寿命还有生态环境哦。
Some other people actually did the same thing in Taiwan. And they found that Hsinchu City is the happiest place to live in Taiwan. I think I'll go there this weekend and check it out.
Yeah, you should. Okay, I hope you guys are happy and healthy no matter where you live. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. I'm Evita.今天要来跟大家介绍一位伟大的人物，他叫 Martin Luther King， 他是美国民权运动中最重要的领袖人物，在西元1964年荣获诺贝尔和平奖。那今天提到这位伟人的原因，是因为他曾在1963年于林肯纪念堂发表过非常著名的演讲，叫做 I Have a Dream 我有个梦想。在这个演讲当中，马丁路德金恩博士不断地重复 I have a dream， 以表达自己对黑人与白人有朝一日能和平且平等共存的愿景。人因梦想而伟大，那今天要送给大家一句话， Dream big, win big, dream big, win big， 勇敢做梦就会成功。当然不是做那种天方夜谭的白日梦啦，而是这个梦想能够带你向前走，去实践它，那才是最棒的梦想。也希望大家可以去找一下这一篇动人的演说，网络上也有当年演讲的音档哦。 And you will find out that Martin Luther King is really an example to prove what Dream big, win big means. Hope you guys enjoy it. See you next time. Bye bye. Chit chat.
Lala, I have the tickets to the ship. Let's go.
The ship? 你是指那艘游艇吗？
嘿，你想太多了啦，我是指那边有两人踩小船的那个啦。
It's just a small boat.
当我们看到 boat 这个字，它是指比较小，只能载几个人的船，因此划龙舟我们就翻译成 dragon boat。 那龙舟赛当然就是 dragon boat race。There is one drummer, several paddlers, and a flag puller. 就是划龙舟的成员，通常我们有一个负责打鼓啦，那有的就是划呢，还有一位是负责抢旗哦。Drummer 就是打鼓的成员，而 paddler 就是划船的成员， flag puller 就是抢旗的成员哦。有趣的是呢，在中文我们常常提到的，我们都在同条船上，同舟共济，英文刚刚好也可以翻译成We are in the same boat. 不过注意哦，这里呢，我们都身在同一个处境，通常是指处境比较不好的时候哦。另外呢，像救生艇的英文，我们也可以称它为 lifeboat， 毕竟呢，它的空间比较小哦。So for example, people say that there weren't enough lifeboats on the ship Titanic. 大家这里有没有看到，怎么又出现另外一个字 ship， 同样也是表示船呢？其实这个 ship 是用来表示游艇哦，所以像 Titanic 这样比较大，可以搭好几百甚至于数千个人的大船，我们就要用 ship 来表示哦。Now for example, the Titanic was a famous ship. It sank after hitting an iceberg. 相信大家应该都看过铁达尼号的电影吧，它可是撞上这个冰山 iceberg 才沉船的哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以小的船我们可以用 boat， 而大的船像是可以坐好几百或好几千人的游艇，我们就要用 ship。
A plus Encyclopedia Countries, the happiest place on earthWhich country is the happiest in the world? A. Singapore. B. Denmark. C. Costa Rica. The answer is C. Costa Rica. According to the Happy Planet Index,Costa Rica was the happiest country in the world in 2012. There are several reasons why it's number one. First, it's a peaceful country. Unlike many other countries, Costa Rica doesn't have a military. Second, the land is very diverse. There are famous beaches, rainforests, and mountains.Finally, Costa Rica is home to more than 500,000 species. Although it's a small country, people there have the chance to experience so many interesting things.